barbecue.
Whereabouts was it?
We're gonna run about it, pick up on pictures. We'll run Sean's side.
Well,
That's up, still up the north end of the county. He doesn't know anything about Baldwin County. He's from Troy, so he doesn't know anything about it. But
It's like a big county on the map.
Oh, it is.
It's the largest county east of Mississippi.
Is that right?
I told you yesterday it's 30 miles from the north end of the county to Baymanette. And about how far is it from Baymanette? Well, they say it's 25 miles from here to the north end of the county. How far is it from here to Gulf Shoals?
About 60 miles.
About 85 miles. Mm-hmm. Top to bottom.
So take you a good while to cover this county, really, if you covered it.
Yes, ma'am. I guess it would. Well, talking about the wind, have you ever heard people say the wind's picking up or it's coming up?
Yeah, it's picking up.
Or say if it was just the opposite, if the wind's been very strong, but it's gradually
dying.
Okay. Or say if you got out in the morning, and it was, you know, just a little bit cold, but not anything unpleasant, kind of the weather you like to be out in, you'd say, well, it's kind of this morning.
Kind of cool.
Okay.
Nippy.
Nippy? Okay. Do you ever use that?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody say it's kind of airish.
Yes, I've heard that.
Or say if you go out and there's a light coating of white on the ground, you say you had a little
frost.
Would it make any difference what you called it if it was pretty severe?
No, it'd still be frost. Well, it'd be a heavy frost.
Ever heard people say a killing frost?
Yes.
Okay. Or if it got really cold, you might say that last night it got so cold that the lake
freeze, isn't that lake?
Okay. Or the, say, if we talk about that word freeze, you say last night it
froze.
And it has.
Has frozen. has froze.
Okay.
Frozen.
Or this expression, sometimes you might have heard people say that it seems like your good luck comes just a little bit at a time, but it seems like your bad luck comes.
I never heard that. I guess it would be comes all at one time.
Or say if a farmer got 20 bushels of a crop to the acre last year, this year he got 40 bushels, he'd say that this year's crop was as good.
Was better than last year.
Okay. As a matter of fact, if you got 20 last year and 40 this year,
it was double or twice as much.
Okay. Just for pronunciation, would you say the names of all of the months for me?
If I can think of them, January, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, and December.
Okay, and the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday.
People around here ever use another word for Sunday?
Well, no, unless it was a long time ago, Sabbath.
What does Sabbath mean to you? That word, anything?